Reinano, foi só hora se for lá para a para
episode 3, for the love of Glasgow, top 10, glasgowguy.com, whatever. It's getting worse every time, isn't it? How you doing, Alan?
I'm okay, how are you?
Not so good. I've spent most of the day in the Cludgy. But
what's a Cludgy?
Cludgy is the Glaswegian name for toilet.
Alright.
I won't bore the listeners or otherwise
horrify
them.
Bore me before you started this.
Of the details of how my day's been, but nevertheless, that's just some news.
You always cheer my day up.
Oh, that's
your
beautiful.
Upbeat stories.
So, how's things? What have you been up to?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good. Uh-huh.
You've been out with our shores?
Yeah, I've departed Glasgow
and
Scotland generally.
Did that make you feel better?
Oh, aye.
Yeah.
Much happier for the last few days.
Uh-huh.
I went down south.
Down south? What's down south?
Down south.
Down south, yeah.
It was a good friend of ours.
Who's that then?
Scotty.
Scotty.
Not you.
Nope.
Other Scotty.
People are just going to think you're making that up.
No, there's a real Scotty.
Yeah. Okay.
I went down there to visit him and his family. Hung about for a few days in London and Cambridge.
Uh-huh. Oh, Cambridge, smart.
Seen what the vibe was down there.
Uh-huh.
Came back. And that was that.
I suppose the important thing is you came back.
I thought
life wasn't better down in London.
It was. I was only there for a few days, but it opened my eyes to what life can be like.
In what way?
Just the way people look.
Uh-huh.
I went down there and I was discussing this with Scott number one.
Is that me?
No, Scott number one is other Scott. You're Scott number four.
Right. Who's two and three?
There's none.
Are they in the boy band?
They're in the boy band.
Right.
So I'm down there and me and Scott were roaming about.
Yep.
At Covent Garden, doing some shopping, picking up some gear.
We stayed at Covent Garden last time we went.
Who's we?
Me and someone else that you don't know.
I don't want to know them. And I was just, everyone seems so much better looking down there, really, pretty.
Than us?
No, not than us, but the yeah. General population. Uh-huh. You walk past people, they're just really good looking, they dress well, they look better than us.
Lots of foreigners down there, though.
That's what I think it is, lots of European. I got the train back, I came off of Glasgow Central, it's like being in Dawn of the Dead. All these goons are floating about, stabbing each other in the face
pasty-faced.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it made me feel sick. But I soon got back into it, I think.
That's good. So now you're pasty-faced.
Oh, yeah, well, that's, because up here, I was shocked by how ugly people in Glasgow were when I first came off the train.
Uh-huh.
But then that must have been the way the London people thought of me. People were just spitting on me.
Being sick in the street. Hobos.
Apples and pears, he's ugly.
What was that?
I made Dick Van Dyke.
Fantastic. So what did you go up to in the big smoke?
Well, I got down there on Friday and Scott obviously doesn't live.
Bearing in mind, sorry, this is a Glasgow podcast. Let's just talk about London for the rest of
the time. Left Glasgow.
Ah.
And I got the train down, obviously, because I think we've discussed before, I've got a bit of a fear of flying.
Yep. How'd that work out for you?
Not great.
Train crash into a mountain?
No, unfortunately, no, it didn't.
No?
No, but I wish I had, because looking around my carriage, not many of them would have been missed.
Really?
Yeah.
You normally travel first class.
I did travel first class, but I think the difference is, if you go flying, you could pay, £500 more or £1,000 more for a first class seat, so you know you're getting quality people there.
Yep.
But, on the train, it's, £20, so you get some real plebs there as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I stepped on the train, I got settled in my seat, and then this old woman comes along.
Yep.
She's got, a little suitcase.
Old woman.
And you know that way, she's trying to get up and over her racker.
She had a good racker on her.
Yeah, she's a great rack on her. And she's trying to get her little luggage bag up, and that way I'm standing there thinking, but I'm sitting there thinking I'm going to have to help her out here.
Uh-huh.
And that way she's looking at me with her bag over her head, and I'm just
winking at
looking at her. And eventually I just got up, threw the suitcase at her, and threw it off the train.
Right. There's a thing on TV these days, see the person, not the age.
Yeah, she was 87.
So you saw the age first.
I saw the age first. But then it's like weirdly we started off the journey. She's got like her wet wipes out. She's got all her sandwiches.
Is she a baby?
Yeah. It's like you've been in the train 5 minutes. Love, sort it out. So I didn't talk to him on the train and got down. And then just went out with Scott and Biggles. Wait.
I do remember the last time we got the train down and ended up with paid obviously extra money to go first class.
Yeah, we were first class.
And
people.
It was at Newcastle. They stopped the train ahead of us. Had been cancelled, so they put all the non-first classers in our carriage. There was a guy sitting across from us with his Kestrel lager just staring at for the rest of the journey.
I know, and then we were staring at him because we really wanted his lager.
Gotta eat some, master.
No, it was, I think it's like that, you know, trains, but it was all quite nice on the way back. They're quite a pleasant journey.
Yep, I also remember coming that just the journey on the way back last time when we come up and we passed Carstairs. And we get stopped
at the station. And
yeah, that's right. And the guys outside with their trousers down, waving
local
themselves.
Local meds, I think they would be called.
Yeah, probably escapees from the jail.
Well, they did, and we were stopped at the train station. I think some junkie had killed herself.
Yeah,
or
and
something.
Again, she was put into first class.
She was put into first class, and she was, I don't know, overdosing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was little kids nearby, and they were showing us their
particulars. Yep.
That's maybe, you know.
Not that we were staring in any. Way, shape,
well, you can't stay when you're taking photos.
Well,
one of the rules.
You've got to keep the hand steady.
But, you know, it wasn't pleasant, and maybe there'd be benefit there of flying, because if you look out the window in a plane, in your mid-journey, and you see a wee boy showing his particular
standing
strange.
In the sky.
Yes.
He could be the son of Lord. So, Biggles Wade, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's where Scotty lives. You know, you've been there. It's about, I think, 30 to 40 minutes outside London, although Scott claims it is London, which it clearly isn't. And yes, we ventured into London on the Saturday. You know, did some shopping.
You go by the Excelsior Stadium as well to get in there on the train.
The Excelsior Stadium?
Yes.
What? Who plays there?
The Arsenal.
No, Airdrie played at the Excelsior Stadium. Arsenal played at the Emirates Stadium.
No, they renamed it. They were so inspired by Airdrie United.
We're going to call ourselves Airdrie.
And then knock most of the stadium down, keep one stand, call it Excelsior.
Yeah, no, it's called, you do pass the Emirates, because when we went to London, we passed it. It's a beautiful stadium. And they serve beers in there as well, apparently.
In the stadium?
Aye.
Oh, right.
Because I like beers and football, in that order.
But you didn't go?
No.
You just went to the pub instead?
Just went into London. Bought some gear.
Some gear? Is that the Scottish lingo for drugs?
No, that just means for clothes. So I bought some new items of clothing.
Good stuff. Whereabouts did you go?
Oxford Street.
That's
where I went. I got you a present, buddy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Because you always bring me presents back for your little holidays, so I bought you a wee present.
I'm opening for the listeners a next bag with the receipt in it, just in case, obviously, I don't like it. Fantastic. Just to explain, I now have a pair of boxer shorts with a little smiley face on them, similar to the little favicon.
Similar to the little logo on your little website.
Well, actually, that might be a good idea, because this time I'm going to be doing an enhanced version of the podcast, so that when people are listening to this, they can actually see on their podcasts a picture at this point. It's like magic. So I'm going to put a picture of this up.
That'd be good.
I might not, you know, wear them.
I wouldn't wear them. I just got
David
small
Beckham
ones.
Small.
30 to 32 inch waist. Because I know you're
that kids section.
I know you're best. I went into kids section. I was saying to the wee kids, "Walk, hey pal, go you."
No.
And so I also bought myself up here because it was 2 for £10.
So we can go out together
in our new pants,
little smiley pants.
Yeah, I thought, well, I'll do this weekend. I'm really trying to enhance my heterosexuality. Yeah, I'll buy one of my friends a pair of pants.
We're going to have to wear them outside the jeans, of course.
Yeah, of course.
That's the way to do it.
People wouldn't know what we've worn.
Yeah, much appreciated.
No worries,
very much.
Buddy. You're very welcome.
Yeah. So, what else did you get? Anything particular?
I bought as I said, you know, just really to maintain the whole heterosexual vibe, I also got a studded belt.
A studded belt?
From H&M. Yeah. Or
Yeah, we're going to stop doing that.
Pretty boring. And a few scarves, a wee hat.
Celtic scarf.
A wee cap. I think, you know, normally when I wear caps,
or Rangers
I look like I've got Down syndrome. But this cap, I don't really. I look more like maybe this sort of stroke, which is a bit better.
Down the left hand side.
I look like a bit of stroke. But that's better because I like wearing hats.
Yeah. So never around me, though.
No, never.
Good.
And I think that was it, buddy, to be fair.
You're not going to wear a hat like that in the football terraces, are you?
No.
No,
because you're like, oh, who's they that tosser in the hat? It's me, boys!
Let's just apologise for the swear word there as well.
What word?
You used the word tea
Well, you left the D word in last week.
Did I?
And my mum heard that. I said, why are you swearing in your podcast? It's not big and it's not clever.
Seriously?
Sorry, mum.
Did she put you over
She's
her
not
knee?
Listening to this rubbish.
Yeah, she gave the first one 6 out of 10, did you know?
Yeah, I let my mum listen to the first podcast, which, to be fair, I've listened to a few times since. It is pretty rubbish.
What, the second one or the first one?
The first one.
The first one, yeah.
And mum said, oh, I'll give it 6.5 out of 10.
Oh, 6.5? Well, that is going up.
And she said, if you hadn't been in, she'd give him 10.
You as in me?
No, if you Scott hadn't done it, she said she'd give him a 10 out of 10.
That's good. That's
she said you were the weakest link.
So what's her point there? Is she saying...
She just prefers her son.
All right, yeah. Well, that's bias, of course.
No, well.
My mum didn't listen to it, but yeah.
She was too busy.
I don't know
what that means.
But she should be listening to this, because this is the iTunes feature episode.
What do you mean?
Well, this is like, after you've done 3 episodes, iTunes will listen to your podcast.
Let's start again then, let's not make it all rubbish.
Mr. iTunes, my name's Russell Brand.
Exciting.
That was quite good, actually.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah. Almost that as if you were doing the VMAs.
That bloody thing's trying to seep back in.
Yeah.
Put a halt
exactly,
on
exactly, I've been
Put
training myself not to say buddy for the whole week there. But yeah, I did, I hope you don't mind, but I did actually write something out. I wrote a little letter to iTunes just, you know, to make sure that they do accept us for being a featured podcast. You quite happy for me to read that out? You're looking at me quite stunned at the moment.
Why are you writing letters to a website?
Dear Mr. or Mrs.
Dear
iTunes.
Dear Mr. iTunes. Please will you fix it for me?
Jim will fix it, that'd be great.
That's what I was going for.
I did actually write to Jim will fix it once and never got a response.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I did. I got a response.
Did you?
Yeah.
Stop.
No, I wanted to go to Thailand with Gary Glitter.
Uh-huh.
And
he was still around then.
Yeah, he, well, we still
were around about that.
And I was
around
about sort of 10, 11.
Yep.
And that was it. And I also wanted to be in Bros as well.
In Bros at the same time?
Not at the same time, different times. Mm-hmm. Like two.
That's when you started your old boy band thing.
Well, it was when I got interested, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it was quite good. But I never got my letter read out.
No, neither did I. I just wanted football strips for my local football team.
That's pathetic.
And to play, I think, at Hampden. The old Hampden Park, the proper Hampden.
That's rubbish.
Exactly.
Totally.
You could just see Jimmy Savile just reading that and just stoking the fire with it.
I think Jimmy read a lot of those letters.
Really?
No.
Why not?
These guys have a team. Like, surely you've got someone who reads all of the emails we get on this
that's
podcast.
That's true.
You can cope with them all yourself.
Big Dave, employed him last week. Oh, he's been busy.
Greatest job in the world. One letter a week.
That's right, and he wrote it himself.
Loads of holidays.
Dave can't actually write, but you know,
there is no Dave, to be
fair. So you don't want to read out the little letter I did for iTunes?
Yeah, go on, buddy.
Okay, dear Mr. or Mrs. iTunes, here's our third episode. Please don't reject us as a featured comedy podcast. I know we're used to it, the pain of rejection, what with our ever-decreasing circle of friends, but it's precisely this experience of rejection, this tragic lack of social acceptance, which has led us to podcasting, for some external validation that, in fact, we're not just overlooked weirdos after all. So you see, if you cast aside our pod of comedy...
I don't get it.
As we like to call it... Right, okay, that's it. our hopes and dreams, any remnants of life left inside us, will just wither away and die. As would, perhaps, and here's the little picture for you, a puppy discarded by its owners.
I don't get it.
It's not a joke.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. All our love and kisses, Scott and Alan. P.S. We love you, iTunes.
Why are you signing my name in that?
This
is
it's
your thing.
Us.
It's not from me.
I put it in scented notepaper as well.
I just hang about on the computer thing into this microphone. I don't want to be associated with letters to iTunes.
But you are now, so...
Is there someone at iTunes who'll read this?
Yeah. Well, they won't read it.
All electronically brought up.
Right now, in the future, when someone's listening to this at iTunes, they'll be rolling around the floor laughing. And at the same time, kind of thinking we're the best podcasters ever.
Well, if you do think that, Mr. iTunes, then thank you.
Kisses. Ah, well, there you go. That's
so what will this be? Because I've noticed you know, I obviously do download a few podcasts.
Yep.
Really just to see, you know, where we lie in the speed of things.
We do lie.
We lie low down. Mm-hmm. That's because everyone's better than you.
Mm-hmm. That's because we've only done 2.
But to be fair, one's been rubbish and the second one wasn't great.
Yeah, that's true.
So unless this third one is really good and 14 minutes and 15 seconds I would suggest it's not going to be, then I could see Mr. or Mrs. iTunes saying no.
They may have a fight about it before.
Delete.
Yep.
Just deleting it and ruining your life.
Deleting the whole thing from iTunes. Well, that's fair enough. You can still download it from the website. As I'm sure many people do.
Yep, that's www.notonitunes. Why not? Please let us back, Mr. and Mrs. iTunes.com/hello.
Hello. Good stuff. So, anything else? About, so we're nearing the end of it already.
Well, I was in London.
Done London, yep.
Went to Cambridge. Got the train.
See lots of intelligent people
Monday. There. Yeah, there was
people doing boat races.
Well, there was people dressed like the old days students. Uh-huh. You know, like you get
straw hats.
Oh, exactly. Yep. I don't think that was a look. I think they were just sort of obviously doing something. Uh-huh. Yeah, but there's a big group of like 20 guys.
Yep.
Walking the street, just really smart, their bowler hats on, and their really straw hats, and their little briefcases. Uh-huh. And do you know what I did?
What?
I was like, hey, guys, what are you up to with your fancy hats?
Even now, there's a jock in town.
Yeah, and they're hounding me out with their paddles.
That's right.
And that was that.
Yeah, just the average trip to London.
Yeah.
For a jock.
It's good fun.
That's good. And Scott Well, the young family.
Scott's very well, yeah. Scott has a wife, Jill, and Olivia. Hi
Jill.
Guys. Hi Olivia.
Hi Olivia,
though, she's just coming up for 3 years old.
Yep.
Quite impressionable, so it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like your reckless uncle, you know, teaching her bad ways.
Like Hugh Grant and... what was that film?
Better Boy.
Aye,
that's like me. That's like me. I go down there, you know, tell her to, every time her dad walks in, to go boo. And just stuff like that. Just lighthearted entertainment.
Leading her into drugs and their own lifestyle.
5 years old. That's the line for that.
Yep. Fair enough. Just saying that, you know, life is all about having no friends. Well, you might end up podcasting.
I've coped with one friend and doing podcasts to fill in the lonely times.
That's true.
And it's really working.
You did have to have alone time down in London, though, just to get away from it all.
Yeah.
Probably for the best. We're actually going to have a bit of alone time for the next couple of weeks as well.
Why is that?
I'm away on holiday.
Where are you going?
Well, I say that I read in the news today that apparently the flight operator that's doing our flight actually has gone bust, so... We may not be going on holiday after all.
What was the flight operator called?
We're with Seguro.
Sorry. You don't just make up airlines. Tracy, I've booked as a holiday. What airline are we going on? Virgin? British Atlantic? No, we're going on Rainbow Land.
Rainbow Land flights. Flight 105,
it leaves from our street, the flight, which is quite handy.
I think it probably should have kind of registered when I paid £5 to get us both there and back, you know, with first class, apparently.
First class, lounging.
That's right. No, but it's apparently the people that actually own the planes have gone bust, but the tour company is still there, so we might get a different plane.
You're saying you're going away, but you might not be.
Yeah, either way, I think we take a break from the podcast for a couple of weeks anyway.
Well, I think so too.
Even though it's fortnightly. So
back in 2 weeks.
Back 2 weeks.
Excellent. See you then.
I don't want our burgeoning list of listeners disappointed if we don't do our
No, podcast. We don't want that at all.
Exactly. Where are you off to?
I'm coming back.
Come back!
When I came in back on Monday, because I had the Friday and Monday off my work.
Yep.
And I came back on Monday and I had a letter through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in an envelope with my name written on the front and my address, but there was no stamp on it. So obviously I was curious, thought it must be someone I know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was from the New Life Church at 179 Shettleston Road, Parkhead, Glasgow, G31 5JL.
I know it well.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And they've sent me this leaflet, okay, and it says, Heaven or Hell, your choice.
Uh-huh.
So I've had a big think about it, and I'm going for heaven.
You're going for heaven.
I've decided.
It's a difficult choice.
I've written back to them, and I've said heaven, so it's pretty good for me.
So what do you, do they get back to you after you've written back? Or?
Well, I presume they just, like, book you in.
And sorry, wait a minute, did they write your name on that letter or anything?
Oh, so someone at the New Life Church, so if you're listening, guys, how did you get my name? And my address?
Well, see, that might be... It's not the Destiny Church, is it? Because they seem to be beating us in the podcast charts.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, no. They probably are, actually.
No, they're not, because I checked yesterday.
Did you? Fantastic.
We're back. We're number 8,041.
But either way, I think it's quite clear that someone out there thinks that you need help.
Well, they may well be right, but I'd like something a bit more personal. Because it says, like, dear friend, I pray for you today, but it's not personal. That's just something sent to everyone. So how did they say a specific prayer for me?
No, but it's personal enough that they know your name. Mm-hmm. They've gone to the trouble of getting through your front door, gone up the stairs, and then slipped it under your own door.
Mm-hmm.
How did they do that? Is that the power of God?
Or maybe just someone left the door open.
All right.
And they just came up and put it under my flat door.
That's fair enough. That's another explanation.
Well, in any event, I didn't like it. But anyway,
I've chosen heaven. You've signed the name, the dotted line, and that's you. That's me. That's you sorted.
Me.
So whatever you do from this point onwards, you're going to heaven because you've chosen it.
No, exactly.
If only religion was that easy.
Whenever my mum says to me, "I'll go to hell," I say, "Not mum. Only one place I'm going."
That's right. Unless she was the one that sent you that, and she was just tricking you. Heaven actually meant hell. Heaven is hell. It could be like that.
Yeah. Well, we won't know for another few months.
Yeah. A few months. That's true. You're not going to make it past. What age are you now? 24.
24 years 24. Old. Fantastic. Sorry, we're in a nightclub. Am I speaking to a young lady?
Yes.
22.
22
years of age.
So why do you look so sick and elderly? Your face is disgusting.
I don't know which lady I would be pulling who speaks like that.
Obviously, someone Romanian and who's interested in people that look like they've had strokes.
Yes, yeah. And wear caps to make them look like they've got Down syndrome.
That's right. So,
well, that's a bit nasty.
Let's not do that.
Nah, sorry.
We're 100% safe
sorry.
In this podcast. 100% safe.
Sorry, Mr. iTunes.
The news, when we start talking about the news, do you think? There's been quite a lot.
Has there?
To be fair, you're talking about listening to a lot of podcasts recently. Mm-hmm. I've done the same and, you know, obviously pining for your return when you were down in London.
I was away for 4 days.
My hand pressed against the window, just longing for your return.
You should have come down then.
Yeah. Could have been invited, Scott. That's okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott, for not inviting Scott. May have been such a waste of a weekend.
That's right.
We could have taken the podcast on tour.
We could have.
Down to Biggleswade.
I'm thinking of actually doing that. Yeah, taking it on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Where to? Yours?
Yeah. It saves me getting up out of my bed. We could do it in bed. Let's move
on. To be fair, I wouldn't do this podcast if it wasn't just in my living room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. Even if I said, that's it for us. The end.
Well, I'm not going to go elsewhere to do it. It's bad enough having to do it here.
A lot of people do it through Skype.
What's Skypey?
It's Skypey. It's some sort of phone thing through the internet.
Nah.
So you'd be speaking into your computer.
Well, would you be here?
No, I'd be in my bed.
Well, that'd be good.
Speaking on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
We could both be naked.
Well, I wouldn't be naked.
Yeah.
No, because I'm really scared of getting cancer off my computer.
That's true.
So I always have cushions over me. If I put my laptop on me.
That's right. You are wearing a hockey uniform right now. But yeah, I was listening to a lot of podcasts just to see what kind of things
try
people are...
Try to steal some ideas. Some jokes.
Yeah. But the impression I got was that, you know, a lot of podcasts seem to talk about the same kind of things, the main current events, and their own different spins on it.
That's good.
So I kind of thought, let's just not talk about the main events in the news that people are interested in.
Scott, you're going to have to pause this in a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If there's any ideas that you want to do in our podcast...
Okay, oh, it's our podcast now?
You run them by me. You don't become a maverick and come up with crazy ideas.
I thought it was
like
my podcast
and
you were
stuff.
Just here.
No.
No.
Changing
I see. You love it really, don't
I
you?
Do it.
I don't know what that was.
Don't ever do that again.
Exactly. Let's just move on. So, yeah, the news. Anything in particular tickle your fancy?
Well, I'm not looked at the papers for a few days,
and
I do have.
Do they have papers down in London?
Some story. No, they had no papers.
That's a really great font. It's just to be clear, Alan now has a new printer, and he's clearly printed off every newspaper in Scotland, and it's all very clear. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's quite a good little printer. Yeah. It was from Tesco. It was £59.99.
But there are other supermarkets.
No round here. And yeah, I got it. It's wireless as well, which means I'll give you.
And you can work it.
The concept of wireless is right.
Yes.
That printer could be in my bath.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I could be in the bath as well.
You, yes. Uh-huh.
Fill it up with water.
Uh-huh.
And turn it on.
What do you think would happen?
I'd blow up and go to heaven.
But would it print out a picture of it?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, before I went on my summer holidays, I'd looked up some stories, really just to try and spin this out for another half hour or so.
You just keep it coming.
Sorry, I had a little bit of wind there.
What did you have for dinner there?
Okay, the first article that appealed to me, okay, on our previous theme, obviously the old aeroplanes.
Yes.
And the heading of this article is, Homemade Aeroplanes, Unlucky Crash. Okay.
I'm seeming an obsession here with aeroplanes crashing.
Well, I just don't like the heading.
Uh-huh.
How can it be unlucky? Listeners, if you're at home and you're making your own aeroplane, the chances are it's going to crash. But I'll read a wee bit of it out.
Sure.
After spending 10 years building an aeroplane with parts sent in the post, two keen aviators were delighted when the mammoth task was complete. Of course, that's exciting.
Right.
Build an aeroplane, okay, look at it, bring it fancy, I'll look what I built.
Yep, yep.
But don't fly it. But these magnificent men, and I hope that
and their flying machines, yeah.
And their flying machine took to the skies, they came down to an earth bomb after crash landing in their maiden flight. One of the guys, Bill Knott, 73, who is said to be afraid of heights.
73 and afraid of heights?
And afraid of heights.
And he built his own plane?
He built and flew his own airplane, and it crashed. Do you know what the lesson there is? Don't go flying with Bill Knott, 73.
Or don't build your own plane.
It does actually look quite nice.
It doesn't it? Yeah.
It's like a little...
It's upside down and...
It's upside
down. It's got one wing.
It's on fire.
Other than that,
it's like cream.
If you walked out of the airport towards that that plane and it was in flames, it had one wing, it was upside down, I'm thinking you wouldn't go on it.
I don't think I would go on this.
Is this guy retired?
Mate, he's 73, he's building planes at home, I'd say yes. It doesn't go into great detail.
Surely
Bill
some...
Bill, if you're listening, phone in, okay, give us some information on your flight.
Did he survive?
Yeah, they both survived. He was awarded his pilot's license in 2006. Got his pilot's, thought, I'll get up in that plane soon. But the Highway Flying School in Inverness said, Mr. Knott is a determined private pilot with great enthusiasm.
Is the Highway Flying School a real flying school, though?
No. It's Mr. Knott's own flying school.
He set it himself up. He printed off
he made his own plane, built his own hangar, and just goes mental.
That's
we wish him all a speedy recovery, and that certainly goes from me and Scott as well.
Well,
good luck, Bill.
I think he's learned his lesson, though.
I think he has.
Yeah, just chalk it down to experience, but hopefully he doesn't do it again. No, and to be honest, I mean, if you're retired, surely you just get interested in pipes and slippers. You know, it's just relax after
you just want
a life
chill
of
out.
Work.
You know, go for get the rolls and the paper in the morning.
That's right. Take the wee dog out.
Take the dog for a walk. Don't build your own plane.
Spend
crash
time
it.
With the grandkids
if you've got any.
If you've got any,
not just spend time with the dog.
Yep.
Build the plane.
No, you don't build the plane.
Build the plane or crash.
Yeah, well, you can build like model planes, but don't try and fly in them because they probably wouldn't support you.
No,
unless you were a leprechaun.
Or like a little guy from like Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Yes, or was your man Coleman?
Little Gary Coleman.
What'd you know about Scott? What'd you talk about? He was in the news this week as well for apparently beating someone up in a car park.
Little Arnold from Different Strokes?
Yeah, Little Arnold.
That's going to be embarrassing to meet up by him.
That guy had the worst shins ever.
Yeah, this guy came up to the parking lot. He knocked lumps out of me. Can you describe him? Yeah, he was 3'3" and said, what you talking about?
Every 5 seconds.
What you talking about, Willis? My name's not Willis, Gary. Pull!
Stop hitting my shins. That's good. That's fantastic. Nice wee story.
Thought it'd be a good story to get started off on. Try and spin this out.
That's good. Can I tell you about one ice?
Yeah, I've just got to go to the fridge.
You're running away already. I'm going to pause this because I need to go to the toilet. Okay, and now we're not paused again. That's me back from the toilet.
You didn't even go to the toilet?
Or did I?
Well, no, you didn't, because I went over to the fridge to get a drink.
When your back was turned?
You stayed there and said, this is abysmal. And I said, I know it is, why are we still doing it? I tried to throw you out my kitchen window. You fought back, sat in your chair and then said, I'm going to unpause again.
So, as I say, along the lines of stories that really didn't hit the main kind of press, there was a story I saw, and it was Dundee, have granted...
Sorry, where was that? Dundee?
Dundee! Could I say that any more Scottishness?
No!
Dundee is one of the cities in Scotland, and Scotland does have many cities.
Five or six?
Five.
Six.
That's right, and Scotland is nowhere near London.
No.
It's certainly not the capital of London.
I thought you were doing a podcast in Glasgow.
Yeah, but people outside Glasgow listen to it. Well, it's Scotland, isn't it? Then nothing's really been happening.
I've not been here. Nothing.
So no news, exactly. But Dundee, which is over east in Scotland, has granted the freedom of the city to Aung San Suu Kyi.
What? Who? What?
Now, do you know who she is?
Aye.
Burma's pro-democracy leader.
She was in Karate Kid too. Mr. Miyagi's daughter.
Mr. Miyagi. Is that what she did before she became a pro-democracy leader?
Why would you pro-democracy?
As opposed to...
Anti-democracy.
Anti-democracy.
Where's democracy ever got us?
Podcasting.
That's true. Yep. Thanks, democracy.
So, yeah, cheers, all the
cheers.
Best.
Cheers,
But yeah, so...
See, the clapping thing's still quite good fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's keep going with
clapping. Let's keep going before people email us to tell us to stop. But yeah, I don't know if you know any of this woman's
story. What's her
story.
Name?
Her name is Aung San Suu Kyi.
I spell that.
A-U-N-G space S-A-N space S-U-U space K-Y-I space.
Okay.
And I wasn't even looking at the name.
You were, because it's in your little bit of paper in front of you.
Oh, right. Shh. But yeah, to you.
So what's Jet Li been saying?
Well, Jet Li from Karate Kid 2, or was it Karate Kid 3?
I don't care.
Rest in peace, Mr. Miyagi, by the way.
What? Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Who?
Mr. Miyagi, I just said. He's
what,
dead.
In the movie?
No, he doesn't die in the movie. He died in real life.
Pat Morita from Happy Days.
No, Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, I think his real name was Pat Morita from Happy Days. Well, that wasn't... He did not.
What do you mean,
Happy
real
Day.
Name? But you're just saying...
Sorry, Scott. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Miyagi. That's his name.
All right, yeah.
But he did.
He did.
All right.
Aye.
Oh, well, with a second silence for Mr. Miyagi. And we're back.
the amount of respect that gave. That's brilliant.
I doubt he's listening to this anyway.
Or could he be?
I don't think Jesus is playing this one upstairs. We'll soon find out.
Or Buddha, or others. Other
nah,
religious
nah, leaders. Spaceman. Tom Cruise.
Your man Richard Branson from Virgin Atlantic, he's going to take us into space. And apparently they're going to be driving all the spaceships from Scotland.
Do you know what this is called, Scott?
What?
Going off on a tangent.
Going off on a tangent.
Get back to Jet Li's story.
Yeah, so anyway, Jet Li from Karate Kid 3, I think you know who she is.
Who? Sun Kia?
She's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. She at the moment is under house arrest in Burma. And
what? Like, tagged?
Kind of similar to...
Yeah, okay. What did she
tagging.
Do wrong? What did she do wrong?
She was pro-democracy in a non-pro-democracy country.
That serves her right, that's who.
Yeah, she should have just towed the line.
Towed the line?
Towed the line, gentlemen.
No one likes a troublemaker.
That's true. Particularly not Burma, because they'll put you in your house.
Where is Burma?
It's east of the Ganges.
Are you just making up places now?
Yes, yes I am.
Right, okay, so it's near the Ganges.
It's near the Ganges, and she's been in her house, under house arrest since 2003.
All right.
And so Dundee...
She got plasma?
I'd imagine so.
Good.
Yeah,
that's all right. I would usually do that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's a leader, so normally, I mean, your man McGrahy, when he allegedly did the bombing.
Not allegedly did it, he's in prison for it.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. Like Barry
but George. He got a lovely hotel room for his prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'd imagine it's kind of similar to that.
So she's under house arrest.
Under house arrest.
Being. For a bit of a troublemaker.
For being a bit of a troublemaker. Uh-huh. That is the formal charge.
Mm-hmm.
And in recognition of this, being unable to go anywhere...
Being a criminal, effectively, right?
Yeah, but you know, the point I'm making is the being unable to go anywhere...
You can't go anywhere, mate. You've got to stay in a house all the time.
Exactly, under house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
So Dundee grant her the freedom of the city.
Yeah.
So basically what they're saying is, see if you were able to walk about. You could go anywhere in Dundee.
Yeah. And the thing is, right, if you've been locked in your house for 5 years, the last place you're going to go is Dundee.
See, this is it says in the story here, Aung San Suu Kyi herself will probably hear about this award, and people inside Burma certainly do take great courage, and they feel very supported by acts like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's going to find out about Dundee, this place west of the Ganges, that's granted her the freedom of the city.
It's pointless, mate.
Exactly.
It'd be like granting me something.
Something, yep. I mean, what do you make in general of cities like Glasgow and Dundee offering criminals the freedom of their city?
I don't agree with it. You know, fair enough, people are all like, oh, Mandela, what a great man.
Well,
but at the time
yep.
when we gave him the freedom of Glasgow and we named a square after him...
Uh-huh.
And he was also... They also named the house uh-huh. and the frozen horses after
what
him
was
as
the,
well.
What was the... What square did they name after him?
Chimichanga Square.
Chimichanga Square.
And they named that after him. But at the time, he was a criminal, and I find this disrespectful.
Well, it was
you don't see people in South Africa going, we'll name a street after, or let me think, what Scottish criminal?
Spencer Mellors from the last podcast.
I was
going to
say that, yeah. Hannibal the Cannibal, cocaine rapist, Spencer Mellors. Because that would be disrespectful. Scottish people would be like, what's that all about?
I know.
Or if, say, India, you know, named their government, the Kenny Ritchie government.
Exactly. He was found eventually innocent.
But he's in prison just now?
Yeah.
For beating people?
I mean, see, this is the thing about Glasgow. We were the first city in the world back in 1981 to grant Nelson Mandela the freedom of a city.
Yeah.
So what was the rush?
I don't know, because he didn't have 20 years of porridge to do.
Porridge?
He wasn't going anywhere.
Did they get porridge in Africa? In other words, in jail in Africa.
I honestly don't know.
Just for the voice of doubt, for those listening outside of the UK, porridge means doing time in jail.
Plus, it's also a breakfast-typed food.
Yeah.
That older people like.
Scots porridge oats.
That was not my voice. That was the voice of Scots.
From the advert, your man with the kilt that girls try to see up.
Aye, Big Kilty Dan.
Big Kilty Dan.
Aye. Right, so this woman, has she commented on this?
No, because she's under house arrest.
Right, okay. And so she's pro-democracy?
Yes.
Right, okay. Just so I know.
you seem to be factoring that away for future reference.
Mm-hmm. Well, just in case, you know, someone comes up to me and they say, what do you think of democracy? And I'll say, I'm pro it.
Jet Li. I'm pro
I'm
democracy.
A Jet Li. Well, on our Eastern European theme.
Yes. East of the Nanjis.
There's another story. Again, it's not really related to Glasgow. Completely irrelevant to this whole podcast, but
brilliant.
I just like stories that are silly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm a simple-minded fool, like a lot of our listeners.
You're a happy little guy.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
Cut.
Beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep.
This vehicle is reversing.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oi.
Stop reversing into me.
Anyway, in a sort of respect to Mr. Miyagi, I've got a Japanese story.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Miyagi was from China, was he not? Or, oh no, he was from Osaka, which is similar to your t-shirt. The Osaka 19
November. Wearing a diesel hoodie.
Well, yeah, I know, but you do have an Osaka t-shirt.
I do have an Osaka.
That David Beckham wears as well.
Osaka 6.
But not the same.
Me, David Beckham, and Alan McGregor, and every schemo in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Japanese police appear to be victims of a hoax after a body, in inverted commas, found in a seaside resort was actually a life-size doll. Investigators found what seemed like a body in a forest in Izu City.
In where?
Izu City.
Izu City.
A seaside resort in central Japan after an anonymous caller reported seeing it. Police said investigators felt it from outside but never actually looked at it and brought it back to the city police station for a post-mortem examination before beginning a murder investigation. Apparently, no one doubted a human body was inside until after a four-hour autopsy, the medical examiner was somewhat bemused by the fact it was plastic, had no organs, had no head, had one breast missing, and had three toes.
Why would it have one breast missing?
I'm actually just asked, I've made up that last
All right,
bit.
Yeah.
You can't really go anywhere with that story. It says it all.
That's kind of a poor version of Mannequin 3, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, can you imagine...
Kim Cattrall.
Well, can you imagine, if the Japanese people think, you know, every mannequin is like a murdered body.
Yep.
Imagine they go into, like, say, John Lewis.
Uh-huh.
You must think it's like Auschwitz.
Oh. Ah, nightmares, I'm with a nightmare.
Standing up, one's putting clothes in them.
Wax on, wax off. what was that?
Just cracked.
That's, yeah, it's
police are now investigating whether they were the victims of a cunning hoax. It's hardly cunning, leaving a mannequin out in the street.
Oh, it's a body. Yeah, it's kind of similar. I watched a programme about Taggart the other night there. The popular, in Scotland, the popular crime series. Yeah, they're still making it, even though Taggart, rest in peace, died quite some time ago.
Who?
Taggart. Mr. Taggart.
Taggart's dead?
Taggart's dead, yeah.
This has been an upsetting night for me.
We'll be wearing armbands the next one.
Let's have a second silence for Taggart. All right. Anyway.
That was only half a second.
That's
us. All right, okay. And we're back in the game. So that's quite a story. So anything else? Oh, it's Andy Murray. This is the big story. I don't know why we're applauding, to be honest, because he failed ultimately to win the US Open. But
well, what have you got to say on the matter?
Well... I, you know, good luck to the fella. Mm-hmm. He's done well. He's now number four in the world. He, you know, fantastic for him. Yeah. The thing that gets me about it, though, is the way the Scottish or Scots media...
Can't say Scotch.
Exactly. Jumps on the fact that everyone seems to call him English. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't just say, aye, well done, Andy. Better luck next time. It's all about...
Well, I think that's just an international problem, I find.
That's a Scottish problem, that we are so insular we keep picking up on this.
Yeah, and it's who cares what he is.
Exactly. But, yeah, because there's a story in the BBC about it today. And there's BBC tennis commentator Jonathan Overend in New York says, it's amazing, isn't it? Some people here still can't get their heads around what that's all about, saying, well, how can you be from Scotland but still from Britain?
Yeah. Yep. Well, we went to America back in our youth.
Yep.
And American people generally don't understand where Scotland is. Because whenever people would say to me, oh, where are you from? I would say England, uh-huh. And they say, so you're Scottish? I say, no. It really blew their mind.
Particularly given that you were dressed...
I was dressed a leprechaun. Yeah. Yeah, I'm English.
You're messing their minds. Yeah, I do remember, I mentioned this in the site somewhere, but I do remember being asked, when I told them I was from Scotland, oh, Scotland, is that the capital of London?
Oh, well, and yes, it is, for any overseas listeners.
It is, yeah, so they got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I know you hate me doing this, but I had a read of the comments.
I thought we'd get rid of the comments page. I don't want to listen to any comments. Give us some comments, Scott.
Way to toe the line there. Yeah, there's a whole, obviously, a story like this about
Is this comment going to be longer than the podcast thus far?
Possibly.
Shoot.
Let's go. Now, there's a whole conversation again going on between the commenters, and they're all slagging each other off. But there's one here from Sylvia McDonald from, this has got to be made up, Limavady.
Oh, come on.
Northern Ireland. Limavady? Limavady.
I'm from Ireland.
And she says, not only are English commentators guilty of the mistakes above, they also alienate everyone in Northern Ireland when they talk about Great Britain or use the symbol GB to include the whole of the UK. Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom, not Great Britain! !
That shows low class.
People. Yeah, but it particularly irritated us during the Olympics when they continually referred to Team GB, which excludes Northern Ireland, yet we had three athletes in the team and one won a silver medal. Nah, I don't see it. The only English person who ever gets it right is the Queen, and she always reminds us she is the Queen of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So, you ever heard the Queen say that?
No.
I'm the Queen of Great Britain, Northern Ireland.
Oh, that's just now, you've said it in that classic Southern English accent. It's all come back to me.
I'm good with the accent.
I've never heard the Queen say that.
She says that every Christmas message.
What? I'm the Queen.
I'm the Queen. Instead of, I'm your da.
Well, that's certainly going to evoke some discussion.
Yeah.
Not between you and me.
Not between you and me. You don't like commenting in comments, do you?
Well, I just don't understand the fuss. People are way too sensitive. I don't have any problem with this.
There's what I'll miss out most of the other comment here, but there, it's ends here saying, and it's a Duncan in Brighton, UK. Personally, I'm proud to be Scottish and proud to be British. Contrary to what some seem to think, this doesn't mean I'm anti-English. I'm simply not English. My wife and children are, however.
Yeah, living in Brighton with a wife. Yeah, who you kidding, pal?
You know, lots of love to our Brighton listeners.
Not that kind of love, though.
Exactly. Only man love.
Well, obviously, we started off with a wee discussion with Andy Murray. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, be he Scottish or British, I think he's done pretty well.
Yep.
You and me have spent many a night out slagging him off. Remember, Duncan. Back in Andy Murray.
Oh, Andy Murray. Duncan was slagging off this week.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But Andy Murray, he used to be embarrassing. Mm-hmm. He used to always retire from matches. He used to puke in court. Remember back in the old days?
That's what I used to do when we played football.
Yeah, but you weren't getting paid like, you know, £1,000 a shot.
That's true.
I don't know if he was paid that. I'd have to
get $1 million for coming second.
That's good, man. Yeah. But, like, I used to watch him. You know, I used to enjoy the tennis. And back in the days, there was a big difference between, you know, him and the other competitors, like your Federers, your Nadals, your Djokovic's.
Yep.
For example, like, you know how after every couple of games they were a wee rest?
Yep.
I used to always see, like, Federer, you know, he'd get his, like, you know, his, you know, sports drink and his banana, you know, just give him the energy. Uh-huh. And he would kind of pan over to Murray and he'd have, like, his 2-litre bottle of Iron Brew, three rolls and square sausage, and 4 wham bars before he went back on court. And I just thought, that's not the sign of a champion.
Just reading his daily records.
But now he's cut it down, he's on the diet Iron Brew, and that's why there's no difference.
So there you go.
So Andy Murray.
And diet Iron Brew, of course.
Yeah, well, or Iron Brew, or any other Iron Brew based drink.
Exactly, but please don't drink it because you'll probably die of some sort of...
If you're going to drink vodka or something, just drink vodka.
Exactly, just drink it straight. Also, so a story, actually it led on, for some reason it was connected in the BBC to the story about Andy Murray, but it was women pick men who look like dad.
That's true. I've often picked a lot of women who look like old men.
I don't think that's what they're kind of saying with this, but it's saying women tend to choose husbands who look like their fathers, a study shows. The latest work...
Who is commissioning these studies?
Well, wait till I tell you. The latest work from the University of Pex, as in what we have. Hey.
No, I don't think it's the University of Flabby Mandrest.
That's right. In Hungary, provides yet more evidence for the phenomenon known as sexual imprinting. Mm-hmm. Apologies for the use of the word imprinting there. That was quite quick. I wrote that in advance just in case.
And yeah,
the Hungarian
script on the lines.
Stop making references to the script. I've not got one.
You better make script there.
Called script right at the top. Yeah, the Hungarian team measured the facial proportions of the members of 52 families. They found significant correlations between the young men and their fathers-in-law, especially on facial proportions belonging to the central area of face, nose, and eyes. You know, and apparently it relates to males as well. So, so what do you think of that? Is that...
Well, I've often done
pan
that.
Pan out in terms of your experience?
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. When I've been trying to woo a girl, when I've been stalking women, I've always tried to get a photo of their dads, and I've dressed up like the dad.
Your dad!
Get a beard. That's exactly what I've got. Like a beard, glasses, grey hair, and I've sneaked up behind them in a club, just tried to pull them. Just giving them, what are
and
you doing?
And they're like,
your daddy. It's never worked thus far, but...
That's right, yeah.
So... I don't agree with it necessarily. Because I think the example you used there is Zoe Ball.
Yes.
And how Fat Boy Slim looks a bit like Johnny Ball.
Yes.
I don't really see the similarities myself, but I think it's maybe just people just like, people.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's an argument here that a certain degree of similarity makes people more fertile and genetically compatible. Mm-hmm. So you can use that. You can just say, if you look like someone's dad...
How do you know?
By stalking them.
If I'm in a club and I'm trying to sidle up to a lady, I'm maybe breakdancing to try and impress her.
Yeah, I'm spinning you around in the dance floor.
You're spinning me around the dance floor. I backflip back onto my feet. I point at a lady and I go, that look like your dad.
Yep.
What if she says no? Then give up.
It's a matter of percentages. I think the more times you do it, the more likely you're going to find somebody that says, dad, what are you doing in the club?
Yeah, but normally, when I'm trying to chat up a girl, I always go up to her and say, I'll point at her, and I'll point at me and say, look, is there any chance this happening? She'll say no.
Uh-huh.
So should I replace that line with, they look like your daddy?
Yeah.
And that voice is
I think anything better than, it's not going to happen, is probably better.
That's a bit of a negative line.
Exactly, that's right.
Right, well, I'll give that a go.
Good stuff. The study that they've done here, I think
study yeah.
Exactly. I think given that it's in Hungary, I'm making no any sort of indication that it's got anything to do with inbreeding.
Mm-hmm.
Because that 52 families, to be honest, that's a lot of families.
That's a lot of families.
And if there's quite a lot of people that look like each other, that is the implication. I'd say. But
whenever I think of people who look like each other, I always think of
inbreds
and Bros.
And Bros.
Mm-hmm.
Who you wanted to be in?
Well, yeah. I could have been one of the twins. I could have been like the other guy, the dark haired guy with the guitar.
Oh no, sorry,
Cheeky Girls. I couldn't be near Liam, but Opik.
No, you couldn't, because he's a liberal. You're anti democracy, as we've now established. Fantastic. So, anything else you found in the old news?
Again, no glass.
We're racing through these tonight, even though we're 50 minutes almost. And we've not said anything amusing yet. You just take your time there.
we'll cut out this tragic pause. Actually, where did the story go?
I don't know.
Right, I've actually got a couple. We'll go firstly for... there's a theme here.
Yep.
I don't think this is actually going to work now I think about it, but anyway. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you know, talking about sort of, you know, pulling, getting the ladies.
Yes.
And engine noise gets women revved up, finds a new survey.
All right.
And apparently women are turned on by flash cars, but it's the engine noise, not the looks, that does the trick, scientists said yesterday. They played volunteers a 20-minute tape of a Maserati, a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, and a Volkswagen Polo revving up. Sex hormones level shot up.
How did they test the sex hormones?
I think they can measure them in like the air.
In the air.
With the sex hormone air machine.
Okay, yep.
Sex hormones level shot up in half of the women where the Maserati roared.
Uh-huh. That's not a Maserati.
That is a Maserati.
It sounds more like that's like a dog. That's like your little dog, little Holly.
But dipped in all women when they played the polo by researchers for insurers Hiscox.
Big pun?
That is the name of the insurers. Look, I'm not even lying to you. Hiscox.
Hiscox.
Yeah.
Hiscox Insurers. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a study about sexual gratification.
Yeah, so if you're looking, you know, if you want to take a woman out somewhere, take her some motorway.
just
if you're getting bored, push her in the road.
Listen to this, and then point to Hiscox.
Cut that bit out, buddy.
Yeah.
This is going a bit downhill this week.
Yeah, it's going downhill. It's going that's
right, we'll
get
off this crude theme.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, obviously, of late, you'll have known that you watch the news more than I do.
Generally, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We did do a study recently that showed that, yep.
Right, well, who okayed that?
Me.
All right. Well, you need a lot more. So you've been watching the news recently, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, there's been a lot of stabbings in Britain.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
No, it's a negative thing.
Negative.
Most stabbings are sort of negative.
Yep.
There's an increase in gun crime, yep. gun crime, you know, and if you've got a gun out there, you know, don't shoot me.
Please don't shoot me.
Shoot, if you're going to choose me or Scott to shoot, shoot Scott.
Exactly.
But what the government are doing, homosexual Jackie Smith launched an 8-page...
Homosexual Jackie Smith?
Sorry, I'm speaking all classed again. Home Secretary Jackie Smith launched an 8-page booklet called The Gangs, You and Your Child, in a bid to help stop youngsters getting involved in gang culture. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it really, you know, it's sort of like a guide to parents.
Yep.
So they'll be able to, you know, see the early warning signs of whether their child's in a gang or not.
Mm-hmm.
So give you some useful advice, like, if maybe, you know, your son or daughter starts hanging about with different people.
Yes.
Okay? If your son comes home and he's, like, say, calling you Mofo.
Mofo.
Okay? Or if he's got, like, a new nickname.
That's a nice name, that,
you've not
Mofo.
Heard of before. Like, maybe, I don't know, Gun killer.
Gun killer, yeah.
Gun killer. That's always a giveaway. Or if he starts shooting and stabbing people, he might be in a gang. So just if there's any parents out there listening and you think your child's in a gang.
So there's a brochure that says this that helps parents find this out.
Yeah, it suggests looking out for teenagers using new or unusual slang words, using a new nickname, and suddenly acquiring new possessions or money. So just parents look out.
Well, if they get a job?
No.
No?
They wouldn't get a job.
No, but if they got a job, they'd acquire new possessions because they'd get money.
Yeah.
They'd probably get new friends who may give them new nicknames.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah,
brochure doesn't work.
Brochure doesn't work.
Yep.
More taxpayers' money wasted. Another reason why I, for one, am anti-democracy.
The impression I get, though, is that surely if you needed a brochure like that to tell your kids in a gang, surely you should be beaten to death by that brochure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the chances are, if you've got to read a brochure to know your son's in a gang,
you probably can't read anyway.
You probably can't read, and he's probably in a gang.
Yeah. No, we're judging.
We are judging.
You know, if you're a member of a gang out there, you're okay by us.
You're okay by us. And can we join? Because we love guns and knives. Not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Only just for show. I think you'd also talked about the other day the people that were dying early in certain parts of Scotland as well.
Yeah, and you know, we're very proud in Scotland. You know, we're the heart attack capital of the world. So
that's great. That's yeah,
which is great news. Mm-hmm. But what they're doing is there's like really distinct areas of Glasgow. This story's like 2 weeks old, but because of the bad timing of the podcast,
it's 2 weeks or yeah.
Yeah. So effectively, if you are born in an area of Glasgow called Calton, chances are you're going to die at 54.
That's quite specific. Is there somebody out there waiting for people's birthdays just to say you're 54?
It's probably
no, 53, you're alright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you live in Lenzie, which is about 5 miles away or something. 8 miles, sorry. then the average life expectancy is 82.
82.
That's brilliant.
That is, you know, that gives across the impression that there's going to be a lot of people moving to Lindsay soon from Calton.
Yeah.
I would, if you were living in Lindsay right now, I'd watch out. Mm-hmm. Lots of drug addicts and pimps coming over to Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
It's the equivalent of Cocoon.
Yeah, because they're just going to bring down the life expectancy really rapidly.
Yeah.
Probably by just shooting all the 82-year-olds.
Exactly, that's right.
So
that'll teach you for living longer. So the lesson from that is don't live in...
Kill yourself at 53 and mess up the stats.
That's right. Just to spy them. And don't live in Scotland. That's probably the...
Live in Scotland. Glasgow's a great place. Please come and visit
us. Fantastic. Yep. Visit the website. Yada yada.
Don't visit the website, Roger.
Exactly. So... That's been quite a lot of news this time of...
Yeah, too much news.
Too much
pretty
news.
Pretty poor.
What do you think we should talk about next time in our non-featured podcast?
I have no idea, mate.
I don't know, but you've come across an organic food festival.
Don't ruin it, buddy. Don't ruin it.
Right, okay, so what's coming up in Glasgow? You can you did well last time with your gay sectarian geek.
We got lucky, though.
Thing. Yeah,
for example, already our... headline of our last podcast is being stolen.
Glasgow!
Being stolen by the good people at the List magazine little pull-out section.
To be fair though, I think Glasgow has been a festival in Glasgow for gay people for quite some years.
Right, I may then have inadvertently stolen that tag.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Glasgow. But if you are coming to Glasgow over the next couple of weeks, we have an organic food festival.
Mm-hmm.
Between the 20th to 21st of September.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! In the old fruit market in the Glasgow's Merchant City. And thankfully, because I know a lot of you think, well, an event like that is going to cost me 30 quid to get into. Nope, it's free. Surprisingly, not that bad boy is free.
What if you don't like organic food? Or you're just not interested in that at all?
Don't go, stay at home and eat your burgers.
Yeah, probably.
I can't really add much to it because it seems to be, I don't really understand, and it's just about organic food.
Wait a minute, is that a whole magazine dedicated to
the
organic?
It's a whole magazine, just about
the
organic food festival.
That's brilliant. I'm going to read that.
Read that now, while I look
for it. In fact, I think I'll take a picture of it and put it in our enhanced podcast as well.
I don't know what you mean by this enhanced podcast.
Well, basically, in various junctures throughout the podcast, you're going to be able to, if I manage to work this out, if you're listening to this and you're right now not seeing a picture, it's because I've not been able to work it out. So it's basically you could see a picture or you could see like links to the stories we're talking about, things like that, just to make the experience for the listener a wee bit less worse.
I don't think you could make this any less worse.
No, I think you probably could.
Make this less worse?
Less worse,
yeah. Yep. Please make it less worse for me.
Uh-huh. That's what we should call this podcast.
Less worse.
Number three.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
The third, less worse.
Oh, more good news, Scott, for all our unemployed, deadbeat listeners. Sorry.
We love you, really.
No, we don't. Get a job. There is a job search live. Wait, it's on Thursday the 4th of September. So if you've not got a job, you won't be able to get a job for another year.
Oh, dear.
So that's good. And there's also... and Idol 2008, X Factor recently started, so obviously Glasgow's jumping on that bandwagon.
Because Leon Jackson was the winner for the last occasion.
Uh-huh. So this from Saturday, the 13th of September, at the Royal Concert Hall in Suckey Hall Street, it's not Pop Idol, it's not Fame Academy, it's not X Factor, and it's not Britain's Got Talent.
What is it?
Sensing a gap in the market.
Uh-huh.
This talent show is for singers and dancers both under and over 18. So pretty much it's for everyone. This is how they sell it. It's for under and over 18s. And I'll get everyone in. So for our intelligent listeners, that means it's for everyone.
Yep.
And you can log on to www.idoluk.com/foreveryoneoverandunder18 for your 15 seconds of fame.
Fantastic. Do you think we should go along to that?
Well, because we are over 18,
yep,
we are singers and dancers. I don't know if they're looking for break dancers,
because
we often get ostracised. Yeah, we are sort of
back
flipping break dancing specialists,
right.
And sometimes people
they're probably looking for new talent rather than old pros.
We'll give it a go anyway, right?
Yeah.
So what we're really saying is, if you don't have a job, go to Idol, get a career in the entertainment industry, and if you like organic food, that's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying. Fantastic. It's going to be quite a couple of weeks.
But there's nothing happened. That was gold. That was all I could get. Because you know I'm in charge of this bit. This is what's going on in Glasgow.
That's right, yeah.
There's nothing else going on, I'll be honest with you.
You could have just made it up, to be honest, to attract people to Glasgow.
But I couldn't just make it up. There's also an exhibition, Life After Iraq, at the St Mungo Museum of Religious Life. I don't even care.
No one's going to go and see that.
Ah, well, there you go. So, will we call it quits there, or...?
Have you not got any?
Nah, I've got nothing else.
Nothing from the listeners?
Nothing. Well, right, well, I suppose, yeah. I suppose. Seems how, just... we're trying to encourage people to keep with our comments. There was actually, we got a joke. Run over to the mic and say, okay.
Tell us your little joke, Scott. Well, let's go back and get my phone.
Yeah, so there's a little guy who calls himself I Tell Jokes.
What does he do?
He tells jokes.
Can you hear me from over here?
Yeah, probably not. Probably for the best, actually. So I'm going to tell this joke, and you know, bear in mind, this is not from me. This is from a guy called I Tell Jokes. Okay, so don't slag me off. A bit of tarmac walks into a bar and shouts at the barman for a pint of lager and a packet of crisps. The barman, a little scared, quickly hands him the drink and some ready salted crisps. A few minutes later, the black tarmac comes up to the bar again and threateningly shouts at the barman for a pint of lager and a packet of crisps, which the nervous barman quickly fetches. This happens a third time, and the barman sees the black tarmac return to his table. Suddenly, with a clatter through the front door, comes a bit of red tarmac. The red tarmac walks up to the barman and shouts at him for a drink and a snack, which the barman goes and gets. It then takes a seat by the pool table. A few minutes later, the barman nervously goes to the seat where the piece of black tarmac was drinking to clear away the glasses. Surprisingly, he sees the black tarmac shaking underneath the table and asks, "Why are you hiding down there? Are you afraid of the red tarmac or something?" "I don't know why, because you're so hard you were making me nervous." And to this, the black tarmac replies, "Aye, I'm hard all right, but he's a psychopath." A psychopath. Psychopath.
I don't get it.
It's interesting.
Thanks for listening. I tell jokes.
Long way for a shortcut, but you know, I do appreciate him sending in that joke.
Scott, take me back to the last episode.
Yep.
Do you remember that bit at the end?
Uh-huh.
When I said, "All right, if you enjoyed the podcast, uh-huh, then send us in jokes." Remember
uh-huh
that?
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't say that. We don't have jokes.
Right. Yeah. But I say on the site, send in jokes and stories. And,
really?
And
try the jokes bit. If what? That's the quality jokes we're getting.
Well, you know, it might get better. Some people might want to improve on that. Hint, 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 dot, dot, dot.
Hello?
Hello? Is there somebody in?
If you can improve on that, and by God, uh-huh, you must be good.
Well, okay, on the spot, can you improve on that as
no
a joke? No. Well, there you go. That's all I have to say about that. The man tried, or it could be a woman.
Probably
or a hermaphrodite, one of the two, or three.
Or four.
Or four, exactly. So that's, I think, comment of the week, or fortnight.
But does that guy get a prize for telling us a rubbish joke?
Yeah, he gets the prize of a mention on the world's greatest featured iTunes podcast.
And you can also be our guest in the next podcast, yeah, if you want.
You would want him hanging around with you.
Yeah, we've got free vodka, and we like to shout into a microphone for no apparent reason.
And clap quite a lot.
If that's what you like, come and join us.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Anything else, Scotty? In your little comments?
Well, there were a few comments. There was a guy from Pittsburgh, a guy called Stevie.
Hey, Stevie. What's happening?
What's that? Is that American?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, gangster?
That's definitely Pittsburgh. Hi, Alan and Scott. Great podcast so far. Well, he's lying.
Thanks, Stevie.
I love Glasgow, having lived there as a student until last year, and I check back on your site on occasion to see what's going on, you see?
Yes. Good choice, Stevie.
Good choice. Can't wait to go back someday. My question is, as proud Scots, which I am sure you both are...
We're proud.
Proud, well, yeah, proud of something, I suppose.
Not this podcast.
But here's a question. What do you think of Michael Jackson recording an album of Robert Burns' poetry? Discuss.
Is he?
Yeah, apparently so.
Who said this?
Stevie from Pittsburgh. I didn't actually, I looked it up in Google after...
What did you type in?
Michael Jackson recording an album with Robert Burns' poetry.
Stevie from Pittsburgh.
Stevie from Pittsburgh.
And it brought you back to that comment.
That's right. No, to be honest, I don't think that's ever going to be found in Google, but never mind.
Yeah.
I'm a Michael Jackson fan, to be honest.
Who's Robert Burns?
Buns.
Who's Bobby Buns?
Who's Bobby Buns?
Like my favourite porn star.
He's only Scotland's favoured and loved poet.
Is he the Two Haggis guy?
The Two Haggis. That's what everyone refers him.
Shamold Haggis.
Shamold Haggis. Yeah, I'd love to go to a Burns night with you doing that. Yeah.
Do for if I was Michael Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking of trying to carve my way back into the pop market. Mm-hmm. I don't think trying to jazz up poems by Bobby Buns is the way I need. Yeah. So, Stevie, to answer your question, seriously, for a little change, I don't think it's really going to work out. And whilst me and Scott wish Jacko all the best in his recovery from his disease.
What disease is that?
I don't know. I thought he's a kitty fiddler.
Oh, right, yeah, that's not a disease.
Ah, right.
It's just a gift.
That was Scott that said that. I'm against it, so that's a boo for Scott.
A gift that you want to take back. yeah, I mean, I think it would be quite popular in Scotland, obviously, because Rabbi Burns is the equivalent of Shakespeare. People in Scotland call Rabbi Burns the Bard. Everywhere
what
else in the world.
What did B-A-R-D? Is it B-A-R-D?
The Bard, yeah, as in the poet, the big mad poet guy. Everyone calls Shakespeare the Bard, apart from in Scotland, where the Bard is called Rabbi Burns.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's actually
exactly.
Totally.
You would have see, had you read my site, you would have learned that.
What site? Don't say the name of
Don't
it.
Don't say the name
because people are getting sick of that. well, I've not read that particular part of it, although I have been on it many times. But yeah, Stevie, thanks for listening. But no, yep. We're against democracy.
That was quite a loose link, but you know, I think that's a good place to end it, to be honest. So, seems like we've gone well over an hour, and
we're going to have to cut this down to about 40 minutes to get anywhere near a semblance.
Exactly. So I think it remains for us to say,
is it just me? Does this one seem rubbish?
Yeah, probably. It's getting worse, to be honest.
I think it's getting worse. Yeah. Although it got a bit better last week.
Last week, exactly, but not compared to this one.
It's like a triangle.
Yeah, so we're going to be away for the next couple of weeks. I know.
Sorry, guys, I'll be doing it myself next week.
How would you do that?
I have no idea. I would just get my SingStar microphone.
Well, according to you,
connects to nothing.
According to you, seems like we've only got about 12 listeners. You just shout in a room and
how many? Right, well, just before we go, then how many have?
I'm not telling you.
Tell me.
Well, you slagged us off last time.
Well,
so.
How many? You said £250.
That'd be great if we get £250 out.
That sounds to me like not a lot. So how many people are listening to this bad boy?
More than 250.
Like much more?
I'm not going to tell you because you're...
I went to four figures. Anyone near four figures?
I am not telling you.
Why?
I refuse to tell you.
Are you making money out of this?
Yes.
You're making money out of this. I'm just getting boozed every Tuesday night. I would be wrong.
But anyway, let's move on.
I can't take any more of this.
And on that note, thank you for listening. And remember, Mr. and Mrs. iTunes,
please feature us.
Please feature us.
Be your best friends.
Jim will fix it for you.
And you, and you, and you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, right, Nano. We saw this for love of Glasgow, by the way. Are you still listening, you nugget?